You're with SBS Radio.
The Myanmar military that seized control of the country in a coup has arrested prominent Australian Sean Turnell. Mr. Turnell is an economic advisor to Myanmar's democratically elected and detained leader, Aung San Suu Kyi. Mr. Turnell told Nine News he expects he will be charged.
Well, so I'm just being detained at the moment and perhaps charged with something. I don't know what that might be, but could be anything at all, of course. But everyone's being very polite and all that, but obviously I'm not free to move or anything like that.
Myanmar's military junta is showing no signs of easing its control, as more leaders across the country have been detained since Ms. Suu Kyi. The latest being senior member of Myanmar's National League for Democracy Party and Ms. Suu Kyi's longtime confidant, Win Hit In. Ms. Suu Kyi remains under house arrest, awaiting a court date to be charged. Her lawyer, Kin Maung Zo, fears an unfair trial.
As a lawyer, we accept the case as we expect justice from the judge. But it is not certain. We are hoping for the best, but are preparing for the worst.
The military has accused Ms. Suu Kyi and her party of failing to act on its complaints that the election was fraudulent. But the Election Commission has found no evidence to prove their claims. In protest against the leader's detainment, thousands have taken to the streets. Health workers chose to strike as teachers followed their lead. This teacher says they want the coup to fail.
We don't want this military coup, which unlawfully seized power from our elected government. We want the military coup to fail.
The younger generation is also taking a strong stand and joining in to support Ms. Suu Kyi's NLD party. Students waved red flags while also making the three-finger salute, typically an anti-government gesture now directed to the military. This student says the public will have to lead the movement.
I believe we will have to lead this movement. All the people, including the students, will have to bring down the military junta.
Lowy Institute's analyst Hervé Lemire says the Burmese public does not trust the military.
The military has, for the moment, sought to reassure the public in some sense that this is a sort of almost a tactical strike against the leadership of the National League for Democracy, and that they don't want to enforce greater restrictions on the population if that's not required. So basically they're trying to buy the population's acquiescence. And I think people are clearly showing that they will not abide by that.
The junta also broadened a ban on social media in Myanmar, blocking Facebook, Twitter and Instagram. In a statement, the military said the platforms are spreading fake news during the coup. Protests are being held across the globe, from India, Thailand, Indonesia and South Korea to Australia. Hundreds of protesters have taken to the streets of Melbourne, calling on the Australian government to cut ties with Myanmar's military. For the fourth day in a row, protesters wore red, the colour of the NLD party, and held photos of Ms. Suu Kyi. Protest organiser Simon Sang-Rae told SBS News the federal government should put pressure on the military.
The most important thing is the Australian government has to exercise its influence, or maybe working with the partner around the regions to put more pressure on the military and then cut tie with all the military.
Macquarie University academic Roger Huang says Australia should consider using sanctions that directly impede the military's power.
So what Australia can do is to perhaps enhance very strategic, smart, calculated sanctions targeting the military's interests and try to help strengthen social, economic progress in the country, because a lot of it is brought out by poverty in the end of the day, right? When the civil society, when non-military actors are poor, no one benefits, and you're not going to have a strong enough kind of society to overcome the powers of the military.
Karishma Luthria, SBS News.
Want to hear more stories like this? Listen on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts from.